Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, really quick, I wanted to let you know that we are out at the Minnesota State Fair from, August 25th to September 5th. That would be the end of Monday this up-and-coming week. It's 12 days, 12 hours a day from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. that we're in our booth. We're on the east end of the grandstand at the Minnesota State Fair. If you are in the state of Minnesota, come over and say hello to us, please. We know that tomorrow's going to be packed. This morning it was pretty busy, and I can suspect Monday's probably just going to be killing it. In other words, a lot of people coming out. But with that said, please come by, say hello. Minnesota State Fair, all the way up until September 5th, east end of the grandstand, second row in. Come over and say hello. I wanted to let you know, if you want to give us a call at any time, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ, Acts 4:12. Just this week, we got one of those people that I continuously highlight that failed to call in. I guess they're a little too sheepish. Right, a little too sheepish to call in, but they're not too sheepish to go ahead and play the coward and send me a text. Scathing text, scoffing text, mocking text, whatever the case might be. That's why we have the lines open for you to go ahead and share with everybody as to how wrong we really are. 1-866-582-9933. And yes, friends, I am here to contend for the faith. I know that that is so odd for so many of you professed Christians out there that don't know the Word of God. And the fact of the matter is you might want to go revisit your Bibles, because understanding that the Bible is clear when it tells us that the first thing we are supposed to do, one of the first prerequisites, is to not only deny ourselves and take up the cross and follow the Christ, but also to know the doctrine in John 7:17. And again, I understand a lot of people don't get that yet, but for the sake of bringing you to Scripture once again, Jude 1:3 tells us, "Beloved, while I was with you, I was very diligent to write unto you concerning our salvation, liberation from sin. I found it necessary to write you to exhort you, that you might contend earnestly for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men who turn the grace of our God into lewdness or lasciviousness, carnal lusts, and deny the only Lord God in our Lord Jesus Christ." Well, why am I bringing that up? Well, because I got an email this week, friends. It was another one. Not just an email, but if you remember right, during the beginning of the week, I was highlighting that of Marjorie Taylor Greene being busted again. And if you want to just put this line upon line, precept upon precept, I would so choose to do that. So if you can just hang with me, I'm going to revisit this and go back and forth. This individual was mad that I was dividing people concerning telling you that Marjorie Taylor Greene is controlled opposition. And he didn't like that, and he told me that I was divisive for doing so, as if to suggest the truth doesn't divide. Well, the truth does divide, but this is what I want to highlight really quick. I highlighted the fact that Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's been set up as one of the heroes, the freedom fighters to the American people once again, is controlled opposition. She is. They are planted individuals, and they play the heroes to the American people. This is all pre-planned, and it's all controlled opposition, as I said, in the sense of that they are actually planting these people here to sell themselves to the American people as something that they really are not. And if we, again, if we go back to Matthew 7:16 and understand that we are to judge men by their fruit, not by what they say, I wouldn't have to go over this again and again and again and again. But here we are again. Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene, the one who decried the vaccine Nazis, you remember her, and who boasted about not being vaccinated? Well, she was found to be guilty of investing into the very companies that she was publicly condemning. Okay, read Proverbs 17:15. This is one of the best that you've got, or at least so they would have you believe, right? Read Ephesians 4:14, John 8:44. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15 when you get a moment as well. If you remember right, in 2020, at least 13 senators and 35 U.S. representatives, as they call themselves, held shares of Johnson & Johnson. So if you want to know why it was pushed on the American people by Donald Trump, you know, the father of the vaccine, well, they did it together. Read Isaiah 28:18, because they are allied at warring against the American people and capitalizing off them. Oh, you say, Bradley, you're just making this up. Oh, no, just hang on a second. 13 senators and 35 said representatives held shares in Johnson & Johnson, the medical behemoth that produced the single-shot COVID-19 vaccine that more than 15 million Americans have allegedly received. Okay, at least 11 senators and 34 representatives also held shares in 2020 of another COVID vaccine manufacturer called Pfizer. Going fast forward to Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, a said good person, a Republican from Georgia who has decried vaccine Nazis, as I said, and boasted about not getting vaccinated against COVID-19, reported owning stock in COVID-19 vaccine makers during 2020, including Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, according to a financial disclosure she submitted in August. So she sold herself as one that was standing against the vaccinations, the experimental jabs, and interestingly enough, we found out that she was actually investing into them. Maybe that's why nothing happened to Big Pharma, right? Because they're given a free hand to do the things that they will do. I also wanted to let you know, too, last week I also highlighted, just for the record, not just talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene or Matt Gaetz or Trey Gowdy or Jason Chaffetz or Jim Jordan, or the list goes on, friends, or Ted Cruz, because we can highlight all of them. But it's interesting that Rand Paul was found out last week to have invested into remdesivir. So while Rand Paul was allegedly grilling Anthony Fauci for his crimes against the American people, his wife was out there buying stock in remdesivir. Okay, just wanted to make sure you understood what was going on here. Okay, this was Rand Paul. So they're all doing this. Insider trading is what it's calling. It's called, and it's also called a whole lot of hypocrisy. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. Matthew 23:3. Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia has also accused Walt Disney of sexualizing children. Marjorie Taylor Greene also owns up to $45,000 worth of Disney stock. Folks, you can't make this up. I'm going to come right back because a listener got angry with me for telling you the truth of these, the best that have been put up by the powers that are tolerated. Okay, we're going to come right back. But by the way, we're not moving from that. We're going to hold to it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, social media platforms, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, social media platforms, 1-866-582-9933. You know, folks, what we're doing right now is highlighting a Herodian. Jesus told us to beware of the leaving of the Herodians, the wickedness of the Herodians, those that were caught up into the government's schemes and their wicked doctrines. In Mark 8:15, he also highlighted the hypocrites in the church as well. Jesus told us Christians to beware of them. Well, this week I had a Herodian tell me that I was being divisive for calling out the best that they've been delivered that have been delivered up to them concerning these useful idiots that continuously plague to the cycle of these dupes of ill-designing men. And apparently they would have it so because they're mad at me for telling the truth about one of their heroes in politics that was delivered up. Remember, Albert Pike said, the head of the Masons, when the people need a hero, we'll deliver them up. Notice they all come at the same time. And I've continuously highlighted all the heroes that you allegedly have in politics, and every one of them is a part of the problem, friends. The only thing that they do is highlight the crimes of what you call the left, which doesn't exist. Because, again, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. And I'm going to keep saying that because it's totally true. My goodness, folks. My goodness. But he got mad at me. So he's telling me that you're dividing people. Well, truth divides. Okay? Just hold on a second. So I just highlighted Marjorie Taylor Greene, busted again. She was Mrs. Anti-Vaccine. We found out that she actually invested into the experimental vaccines during the 2020, well, right before the pandemic, by the way, including Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, and this was according to a financial disclosure that she submitted in August. Then we found out that she was basically going after Walt Disney. I'm talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene, and she called Disney pro-child predators, okay? And she goes on and says that this week, Marjorie Taylor Greene accused Walt Disney Company of sexualizing children after the entertainment giant criticized a Florida education law, that's not law, that critics have dubbed the Don't Say Gay Bill. Sodomy is illegal in the United States of America. Check your state statute. And vowed to fight against it. She said it's hard to believe that Disney, Walt Disney, the Walt Disney Company would be the very place that this is happening, Marjorie Taylor Greene said during an interview. This is supposed to be the happiest place on earth, a place where innocence is celebrated, but it seems to be the place where innocence is attacked continually. Marjorie Taylor Greene owns up to $45,000 worth of stock in Disney. Okay? You see how this works, folks? This is what the this is what the grown-ups have been given way to. Okay? They don't listen. They have ears, but they don't hear. They have eyes, but they don't see. Jeremiah 5:21. And they keep going through cycle after cycle, and then they wonder why their kids don't respect them, why they become a reproach to their own children. So there's number two, strike two. And then, of course, they have none other than Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz. And Matt Gaetz, by the way, is under scrutiny right now. He's being investigated for child trafficking, and yet he's also out there capping on Disney as well. So do you see how this game is played? They're trying to give you the pretenses, friends, that they're actually warned against the very things that they're guilty of. I mean, how many pro-gun politicians have been busted gun trafficking? How many how many anti-drug politicians have been busted trafficking cocaine like that of Mitch McConnell? See, folks, so you got to pay attention to what they say. It's just like what you've seen from this devil in office right now that's tolerated by 329.5 million people named Joe Biden. I mean, the guy commits treason how many times? He steals your money. Now he's giving it to Ukraine, to a sodomite actor that's a Nazi. And I'm talking about Zelensky over there. He's stealing your money, and you're going to hell in a handbasket while he's stealing your money and giving it to another country. But he still hasn't been prosecuted neither, right? I guess what I'm trying to say here, friends, is how's that corruption let loose working out for you? How's that working out for you? Okay. And the audacity of some Herodian, some listener or viewer that has the audacity to send me an email telling me I'm dividing the people for calling out the corrupt that they think are the good guys. Here's another one. Marjorie Taylor Greene says student loan forgiveness is completely unfair. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene, one of the best that you've got. Guess what, friends? Her company had loans worth up to of $183,504. That was just forgiven. You see how this works? What they say and what they do are two different stories. But again, I know that there's some of you that just don't want to hear it, and there's some of you that just don't want to see it. It doesn't matter. Truth demands a response. And the fact of the matter is you're going to give all of those truths that you didn't give forth or demand a response from concerning those that are guilty of it because you've deceived yourself into believing the lies that have been thrown down on you. You're going to have to answer for what you have left done on Judgment Day. 2 Corinthians 5:10. Just wanted to make clear that you understood how this all works. What I also wanted this Herodian to know, and others that just kind of go along to get along with politics as usual, I mean, you really have to have your eyes open. Over both of your hands over both of your eyeballs, friends, to not see what's going on in this country of yours. The best that you have sold you out time and time again, and the Lord promised he would do just that to a nation that forsakes him. And he said he would turn that nation into hell, Psalm 9:16 and 17. Listen carefully to what Jesus said in Matthew 10:34, Herodians. Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be those of his own household. He said, he who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, or his politicians, favorite politicians. And he who loves sons or daughters more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Didn't come to bring peace, but a sword. If you want peace, you better understand that war precedes that peace. right? Yeah, yeah. Why? Because we see that in this country, the American people, again, haven't taken heed to the fact that truth is the first casualty in every war. We need to get the truth back in there, and that's what's missing. And what's going to happen is there's going to be a major warfare to establish that truth again in righteousness, that we might know real peace. That's scripture. Here's another one from my Herodian friends out there. Luke 12:49-56, getting into greater specificity concerning the words of Christ himself. He said, I come not to send a fire on earth. He said, and what will I if it be already kindled? He said, I am come to send a fire on the earth. Forgive me. I am come to send fire on the earth, and what will I if it already be kindled? But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straitened till it be accomplished? He says, suppose you that have come to give peace on earth? He says, I tell you, nay. He said, but rather division. And then he talks about the same scripture that we just found in Matthew 10:34-39. This is in Luke 12:49-56. Again, friends, when you see people or you hear people talk in such a fashion that are trying to prop up their favorite politicians in the place of Christ, that's called idolatry. They are willfully blind. They are willfully ignorant of the truth, because it shows us all as to who their hearts are allied to and where their allegiance fall to. And it's not the Christ in any sense of the word. And that is the very curse that brings itself upon a people who refuse that truth. Now, let me say this again. It tells us in Jeremiah 17:5, it talks about how blessed are those that put their trust in the Lord, but cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh. That trusteth in the arm of the flesh. So they want to know, or I'm trying to help you understand it. So if you want to know why your country's in the predicament that it is today, it's because you put your eyes in the place of man. And just one more point that I want to make. Yes, truth does divide. And if it offends you, praise God it offends you. Let the Holy Ghost bring that and use that as a conviction to bring you to repentance before a just and a holy God that establishes law that you have transgressed over and over and over again. And let that law drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more as you put your faith in Jesus Christ. Folks, the bottom line is truth divides. What we're going to do is we're going to come back on the other side, and I'm going to highlight some of the things that we didn't get to over the last couple days. And with that said, friends, there's much to get to on so many different levels here. I want to show you some of the stuff concerning the globalists of the day. I know that some people just think that it's a theory. I'm about ready to shock you into a reality that many want to ignore. But we're all in this together, so we may as well get as many on our side as we possibly can so they can understand as to how they're being laughed at in a major, major way. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A rogue pilot in Mississippi has landed in a field and into charges of grand larceny and making terroristic threats. The pilot has been identified as Corey Wayne Patterson, an employee of Tupelo Aviation. Officials say he did not have a license to fly, but he did have some flight instruction. He circled the skies of northern Mississippi for several hours, threatening to crash his plane into a Walmart at one point, Patterson could also face federal charges. A fuel leak has caused NASA to scrub the launch of its Crew capsule into lunar orbit today. They found a fuel leak that needs to be addressed. NASA scrubbed the launch earlier this week when they discovered escaping hydrogen. No word on when NASA might try again. Repairs could possibly bump the launch until October. For the first time since the pandemic, Jehovah's Witnesses are once again doing their door-to-door ministry. This is USA Radio News. When the Houston Texans start their season in a couple of weeks at home against the Colts, the school shooting in Uvalde will be heavy on their hearts.
The team announcing Friday that they will be sporting an Uvalde Strong helmet sticker when they take on the Colts. Earlier this week, the Texans traveled to Uvalde to visit with high school football players. They're gifting the team new uniforms, thanks to Nike. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Former President Trump heading to Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania ahead of the general election for a rally. The battleground state has Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman and celebrity medical doctor Mehmet Oz fighting for an open U.S. Senate seat. The gubernatorial race pits Democratic State Attorney General Josh Shapiro against Republican State Senator Doug Mastriano. Both Oz and Mastriano carry Trump's endorsement. They also carry low poll numbers. Russian President Vladimir Putin notably not at the funeral of Mikhail Gorbachev, the last leader of the Soviet Union. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew, rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. Exactly right. Gospel means the good news, right, friends? Yep, you don't know what the good news is until you understand what the bad news is. And once you understand the bad news and what it is that Jesus did for you on the cross, therein lies the good news. And out of gratitude towards what he did for us, bringing in the good news, we live unto him who died for us. Yeah, that was pretty good, right? Yeah, I love that. There's a catechism of Christian righteousness, and he made these points, and I just want to share them with you really quick. This is actually Adam Clark. He said the following points in this catechism, are worthy of high consideration, namely how God is glorified in us and we in him. By his grace, what does his grace work in us? True holiness, right? You can Romans 6. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to him. By whom does he give us salvation? By Jesus Christ, to deliver us from our sin, Matthew 1:21. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us through his blood, right? Revelation 1:5. What price did he give? His blood. Oh my goodness, folks. What is his blood and how does it affect? It reconciles us to God. He is the propitiation of the sins of the world. How is it applied? By faith. Hebrews 12:2. Who has given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did he choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles who didn't believe they needed a Savior. To abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews. Why didn't they receive Christ? Because of their self-righteousness. And what does this grace of God perform? It pardons sins and purifies the hearts. Titus 3:5, by the power of the Holy Ghost. For whom is this designed? For all mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To whom all that repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Man, I got to tell you that. I love it. I just love that vernacular. I love these conversations. Let me give you just one more, if you don't mind, and then I want to make a couple points here, okay? Bishop Hall said, the good Bishop Hall worked out this thought in a famous passage. He says, do you desire the grace of the Spirit? He said, go to your Lord's anointing. Do you seek holiness? Go to his example. Do you desire pardon of sin? Look to his blood. Do you need mortification of sin? Look to his crucifixion. Do you need to be buried to the world? Go to his tomb. Do you want to feel the fullness of heavenly life? Behold his resurrection. Would you rise above the world? Mark his ascension. Would you contemplate heavenly things? Remember his sitting at the right hand of God and know that he has raised him up and us together and made us sit together in heavenly places. Oh my goodness, folks. I mean, this is why I just prefer. I'll tell you what. If you were to say, Bradley, what is it that you prefer to talk on? Well, the Bible says that to whom the Lord sends speaks forth the words of the Lord. I would rather have these sorts of conversations all day long rather than bringing forth the natural and the spiritual concerning the issues of the day. But it's not my will. It's his will that's done on this earth. Okay? And so that's where we're at. But again, I just wanted to remind you, I love these conversations. And this is what I prefer to talk about, not what I'm about to highlight next. How is it or should I say it this way? How is that corruption let loose working out for you Americans? Only you can answer that question. And what am I talking about? I want you to just go back with me a couple days because I highlighted this really quick. I didn't get the full of the video in, and the audio as well, and I'm going to get in here today. We've heard of famous globalists, right? We've been told by the conservatives of the day, the gloomers and the doomers in the church in America today, that there's 300 men that are in control of the world. And I'm here to tell you, friends, that's just not true. They don't control my life. Okay, the only people that control you is those that you bend the knee to. And the only person that I bend my knee to is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the captain of my salvation. But I know how carnal men think. And if I go over, as a matter of fact, I'm going to go over there right now. I'm going to go to 1 John, which is coming to my aid, chapter 4, verse 5. And what does it say? They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. But we are of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Okay? So I just want to highlight the fact that some people, and more than not, for some reason, like to believe that men control other men's lives. And that's, again, just not true. If you belong to the Most High God, you're his business, and you don't bow your knees to the whims of men. Or to the arm of the flesh, right? Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't, and Daniel 3 to that of Nebuchadnezzar, and the list goes on. But let me just give you some of the famous names of those that you've been told rule the world, okay? We have Nicholas Zennstrom. He's a co-founder of Skype. He's a globalist, okay? Notice the companies they work for, too, friends. Jimmy Wales, this clown from Wikipedia, actually zeroed in on me once, and then we turned back around, and Judith Reisman, former DOJ under Ronald Reagan's administration, Department of Justice, went after him on my behalf. Little did I know. Praise God for that. He's a businessman, founder of Wikipedia. He's a globalist. You have Jerry Young. He's the co-founder of Yahoo. Again, notice the companies they work for. James Tobin. He's an economist. He won Nobel Prize for proposing a world tax. He won a Nobel Prize for proposing a world tax. Boy, sounds like we're going back to the days of Caesar, right? Ted Turner, you've all heard that guy's name. He's the founder of CNN, Communist Network News International. We have Casey Taylor. He's a globalist, co-founder of Diners Club and the first credit card company in the world. He's a globalist. You have the Rothschilds. You have the Rockefellers. You have the Gates. You have Nelson Rockefeller. David Rockefeller. David's now in hell where he belongs. We had Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He was the president of corporate America, as you know it, of course. He's in hell now where he belongs. He was a globalist. Stephen Richter. And by the way, Franklin Delano Roosevelt was a globalist in part, for the record. Stephen Richter, founder of The Globalist, the first online magazine on global issues. Oh, no surprise here. He's a globalist, right? Ronald Reagan was a globalist. Remember the guy that said back in the 80s he wanted to make America great again? Does that sound familiar? Yeah. Yeah, he was a globalist. Luke Nosek, he was the co-founder of, ready for this, PayPal. Isn't this interesting how they're all interlinked? Ruben Mendez, he wrote International Public Finance. Frank McNamara, he was, again, co-founder of Diners Club, the first credit card payment service. He was the co-founder. Singer and musician John Lennon, he was a globalist. Why did they take that guy out? Because he was a threat to this establishment. That's kind of bizarre. Victor Hugo promoted the Berne Convention of 1886. He was a globalist. He's in hell now. Bill Gates, a globalist, invented Windows, so on and so forth. We all know who that devil is. We have Janice Fries, co-founder of Skype. We have businessman David Filo, co-founder of Yahoo. We have Tony Blair. Remember him under George Bush? He was a total globalist. He wrote and published a book called The Globalist. Bill Clinton was, well, I think Bill just goes, he's a chameleon, whatever direction works for him. He's considered to be a globalist. Winston Churchill was a globalist. Robert Cecil was a globalist. And I think you get the point. I think you get the point. Now, I'm not being smart here, folks, but I do got to ask one question before I play this audio video for you. Why do the heathen rage? And the people imagine a vain thing as if to suggest that these people rule the roost? Let's listen to the answer forth, the first and foremost, concerning what the Lord had to say to the kings of the earth that set themselves against his anointed. Well, the Bible says, why do the heathen rage? And the people imagine a vain thing. The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Does this sound familiar? Is this what we're seeing on the horizon, what we've seen on the horizon in this country for decades? Of course it is. And what are they all saying? Well, I'm about ready to show you that in a moment. Let us break their bands asunder. Remember, the word says this in Psalm 2, verse 3. And cast away their cords from us. We don't want them here anymore. They want to create a world that's at war with God, a world that will never exist. That will never win the day. The seed of the righteous is forever, friends, right? The Bible tells us in Psalm 2, verse 4, he that sitteth in heavens shall laugh upon them. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore pleasure. King David said, yet I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. Read that of Psalm 15 and Psalm 25 when you get a moment so you can understand how you get there. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day I have begotten thee. And then he goes on in verse 9, thou shalt break them with the rod of iron, thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. And the Lord says, be wise now, therefore, O you kings, those that have set themselves against the Lord and against his anointed. Be wise now, therefore, be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoicing with trembling, and kiss the Son. In other words, meet him on his terms, lest he be angry and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little? Blessed are all they that put their trust in them. Folks, this is talking about proper perspective in government. When the government fears the people, you have liberty. When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. He who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man. He who fears the face of man does not fear the face of God. I'm going to play this video audio for you on the other side. Get ready to get jacked, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Oh my goodness. Honestly, guys, I know that we're on 157 radio affiliates right now. A lot of people are talking about how they're being heavily censored right now across the boards that are given an uncompromising message. I just got done telling you that I was going to now share with you this video audio on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, okay? On Rumble, right now, I kid you negative, that site just went down, just now. I'm going to play the audio for you because they can't stop this. And I want you to hear this. And if you can see me on other outlets, then, hey, go for it. I believe we're still being recorded. But with that said, I'm going to go ahead and play this for you. Klaus Schwab is another one of these guys. By the way, Klaus was just praised by Donald Trump, I guess, a week and a half ago. A caller told us that. And I want you to listen to what this guy has to say, because, again, you cannot make this kind of stuff up, friends. You ready for this? Okay, here we go. This is Klaus Schwab.
At the end, what's the fourth industrial revolution?
He said, at the end, what the fourth industrial revolution will lead to is a fusion. Okay, so out of chaos, they'll create a new world order.
And we'll need to is a fusion.
He said, of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities.
Of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities.
In 10 years, when we are sitting here, we have an implant in our...
He said, by 2030, we will have implants, and then he points to his head.
Brains. And
attached to our brains, he said. By the way, Elon Musk is the one that's advocating for this as well.
I can immediately feel, because you all will have implants.
And then he looks at the crowd and he says, you'll all have implants. Listen to what he says again. They play it in slow motion.
All will have implants.
Around 2030, I would say that by then, definitely the smartphone as we know it today will not anymore be the usual, kind of the most common interface. Wow. Many of these things will be built directly into our bodies.
Many of these things will be directed... will be basically infused. They will be directly into our bodies, they said.
These things will be built directly into our bodies.
FDA approved the first electronic pill, if I can call it like that. So
the electronic pill, this is I believe it is the head of Moderna. I'm just double-checking that right now. No, that's not Moderna. I believe it's Pfizer then. This is the head of Pfizer that's talking right now about the first this is Albert Bourla. This is who's speaking now. I'm going to rewind it just a little bit so you can hear it. Listen to what he said.
I can call it like that. So it is a basically biological chip, but it is in the tablet. And once you take the tablet and dissolves into your stomach, sends a signal that you took the tablet. So imagine the applications of that, compliance.
The new accounting is what we call blockchain. It means digital. It means having a almost perfect record of...
This is Mrs. Malmgren. Her dad was on the administration with Richard Nixon, okay? She's a globalist. Listen to what she has to say.
Every single transaction that happens in the economy, this new money will be sovereign in nature. Most people think...
This new money will be sovereign. We see certain companies that are now going cashless, like Starbucks, and the list goes on. And by the way, keep money in your pocket. Just don't give them any of your business. That's what's going to shut all of this down. It's time to defy Americans. And I'm talking about tyrants. But look at how bold and brazen these devils are. Okay? They're just saying this is how it's going to be. And we're going to just keep going on with our bad selves. In the face of 6 to 7 billion people in this country. In this world. And it blows me away that people just sit back and allow this to go on. I trust that it's not. But the fact of the matter is this is how they're speaking about what is going on. And this all majorly started over time of the pandemic over the last 3 years. So this was all pre-planned, friends. Okay, just follow the trail of the good guys in your government that bought stock in Big Pharma because they knew that this plandemic was coming, and they bought the stock before the plandemic hit. And I'm saying plandemic for the very purpose that it was all planned. Okay, there's nothing in politics that doesn't happen that's not first planned, said Roosevelt back in the 30s. Let's go on here.
I think that digital money is crypto and private, but what I see are superpowers introducing digital currency. The Chinese were the first. The U.S. is on the brink, I think, of moving in the same direction. The Europeans have committed to that as well.
Where are they traveling? How are they traveling? What are they eating? What are they consuming on the platform? So, individual carbon footprint tracker.
Individual carbon footprint tracker.
So your phones are already setting all this up. That's what that is. Your telephones are all test runs. All that information they want to put in you are already in your telephones. So everywhere you go, they know exactly where you're at. You're being tracked. Just like he said, they want to put this inside of your body. This guy is really going to, if you're not already outraged as to what they're saying right now, up to this point, you're really going to be outraged as to now what this guy says. And I've seen this little devil before, but he is something else. Listen to what he has to say. Listen to the brazen arrogance of these devils that think that they are above the rest of the people. And just like their father, Isaiah 14, right? Here we go.
Humans are now hackable animals.
Humans are now hackable animals, he said.
You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will. That's over.
That's over, he says. How's that corruption let loose working out for you, Americans? Look at how emboldened they have become. Listen to the way that they're talking about how they're going to enslave the rest of the people on a global basis. All that free will stuff, all those things that you want to do. He said, that's over. That's over. You know, folks, when I think about this, I think of a movie I seen in the 70s. I used to really be in the martial arts as a kid. I think every kid goes through that cycle, or boxing, whatever the case might be. And I remember seeing a movie called Kill or Be Killed. Folks, this is, and I'm not talking about killing anybody, but I am talking about lawfully dealing with these criminals that mean to kill. But see, in America, you've already allowed these sorts of people to kill 63 million babies. Ooh. Put that up against 2 Kings 24, verse 4. That ain't going to be good. God ain't going to overlook that innocent blood that's been shed. But this is what you get when you don't put a stop to it. Maybe we need to go back to the example of Sesemines. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, here we are. Let's listen to the rest of this dictator wannabe.
Free will, that's over.
That's over.
Your free will is
that's
over.
The end. What's the...
They're all calling it. And guess how they're doing it. Guess how they're doing it, folks. The people are letting them do it. Why wouldn't they do it? You know, I mean, that's really the great question here is, why wouldn't they do it? I mean, if you let a devil be a devil, guess what he's going to be? He's going to be a devil. And what does he do? What does he do? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And isn't that exactly what these people are responsible for? They want to come, kill, steal, and destroy. Just like their father. They want absolute rule over your lives. And what's terrible about all of this is they can't even rule their own lives, yet they want to rule the rest of us. That ain't going to happen here. I just want to tell you that. They can go on with them bad selves. They can say whatever they want to say. They can forecast whatever they want to forecast. But it's my job to be the light of the world and to reprove this darkness. It's my job to see that the Lord's will be done on this earth as it is in heaven and establish it in life or in death. But the bottom line is this. I can tell you right now by the grace of God, that ain't happening here. That ain't happening here. Americans, why haven't these people been lawfully rounded up and brought to justice? It's not like you don't have everything they say and will to do on film. I can leave you with the question again is, how is that corruption let loose working out for you, Americans? How's it working out for you? Because if you're not standing against this, you're guilty of it. Let me say it again. If you're not standing against this, folks, you're guilty of it. This is absolutely ridiculous. Bill Gates is one of these that said he wanted to lower the world population by 3 billion people. Well, folks, they're well on their way, aren't they? Did you see this, by the way? Did you see the bad guys also? This is Health Impact News, speaking of which. Did you see that they've created a new law? It's counter to law, friends. But a new law that punishes doctors who challenge the established narrative on COVID-19? But you already knew this because you've seen what the big tech companies have been doing for years now by censoring free speech illegally. Folks, we're going to bring our friend Mike Bambus on, and I want you to learn what it sounds like, what it looks like when an individual says no more to a system that is set up to destroy. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in just a couple minutes. Hour two coming up.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.